This is Matins with Khanya Ditabe and Colin York.
As we cross over to Durban, Rob at Monk Media. Rob.
Hey, good morning, Khanya.
And how are you doing?
Great, thank you. Had a great weekend.
Had a great weekend. Surfing?
Well, I didn't surf, but I was down the coast, and I was watching dolphins surf in the waves and whales. It was a fantastic time, yeah.
Wow, wow. Oh, yeah, how jealous I am.
Well, that's the plan. You know, Radio Veritas needs that ocean view, man.
It's time already. I think we need to make this happen, Rob. Monk Media must be involved in making it happen. Of course, Rob, you work in many different areas, right? And today you're going to share with us a work technique you actually use to get things done. And I don't mean, you know, moving Radio Veritas down as yet.
Well, I might use this technique and it might help. I use the Pomodoro technique. Sorry, my Italian is terrible. But it's a technique I've used for a while that really helps me get a lot of work done.
Okay, so Pomodoro is an Italian word for tomato, right?
And yeah, you pronounce it way better than me.
Pomodoro.
Way better than me.
So that's what it is, a tomato. And I think we need to just clear it out. You're not going to teach us how to make a salad. I'm sure about that. Or maybe a fancy style of the standard cheese and tomato toasted sandwich. Are you?
No. The Pomodoro technique is a time management tool that I use. It was developed by Francesco Cirillo in the late 1980s, and he used a tool that breaks down time into 25-minute blocks, that you use short breaks between those, and how it got its name is that he used the once popular plastic tomato wind-up timer that's very often found in kitchens,
yes.
And each 25-minute slot is called a Pomodoro.
In fact, I've seen that there are many apps on Android and Apple phones for this. So you actually use a real timer or an app for this then?
I used to use the app quite extensively, but I now use like just a little digital timer that's twice the size of an average cell phone on my desk, and I just tap that, and I use that as the tool now.
Why? You know, I was told earlier that I ask strange questions, so I have to ask this question. Why? Why have you moved away from the app?
Well, I really like the app, and it really helped me when I was new to using the technique. But I find it much quicker now just to have this very simple digital timer on my desk, and I just tap start and stop. And I'm quite disciplined from developing it now, so I'm able to use it without fiddling around with my phone.
Yeah, but I'm sure there'd be other advantages to the app, of course, like being able to record how many study work sessions you do per topic for whatever subject.
Yeah, that is a very big plus about the app, being able to track how many sessions you do of the relative areas. You could type in that I am working on a book or editing or creating content, researching show, all those sorts of things. But I know what I need to do now. My work is kind of wild, diverse in topics. I know what I've got to do, so I just knuckle down to it, my timer.
Yeah. Tracking, obviously, for some people is quite a big thing, and that would be an additional motivating factor then on the app. Like, you know, you can basically track how many Pomodoros you've done, 7 out of 10 or whatever. You can track all that.
Yeah, there's always value in tracking and monitoring, and I think it's a great way to fuel your motivation. So the tracking on the app is a very big plus, particularly when you're new to
yes.
the technique.
Okay, so anyway, I've tried to convince you about the app, but you're not interested. So tell me how it all works.
Well, it's quite simple, actually. There's 6 basic instructions. One, you decide the task, for example, write 1,000 words or edit a piece of work. Then 2, you set the timer. Usually it's 25 minutes, but you can adapt for your own situation. Then number three, you just get down to the task. And four, when the little bell rings or the time is up, you check it off on a piece of paper that you've done one Pomodoro. And if you've done less than four, you take a short 3 to 5 minute break and move on to another one. Or you, if you've done four in a row, you take a longer break of between 50 and 30 minutes, and you just keep rolling like that. And it helps keep you focused. Simple.
Hey, yeah, I remember those Pomodoro times. Some might even remember egg timers. That cut, tick, 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 depending on what you have.
Yeah, I find that timing quite a comforting sound, and it's quite interesting that the computer apps make that digital, you know, that analog ticking sound, which you can turn off if you find annoying, but I do find it quite a comforting sound, actually.
Okay, so interesting then to know the use of breaks. Intense focus, of course, quite mentally draining. So these short breaks sort of help rejuvenate and really recuperate where one was, and to also rejuvenate the mind.
Yeah, I think the forced breaks are quite healthy, because I feel I can go much longer than 25 minutes, and I have nudged my block time more than 25 minutes, but just that forced break of between 3 and 5 minutes is a great thing, but it also, I found, ensures that the breaks don't be too long.
Yeah.
You've got to get back to your next block, so I found them really useful.
So what you're really saying is that, you know, a big task can seem less daunting when you break it out into sort of 25-minute slots, 25-minute breaks, yeah.
Yeah, there's that expression, the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. I think that's an important way to do things, is to kind of start with the tasty bits, take regular control breaks to digest the food, and then move back onto it, yeah.
Okay, so there you have it, a tool called the Pomodoro Technique, and it will help you get started on important work to stay on task. Eat that elephant. That's what this man, I'm the village idiot, says. Of course, I'm not talking about a real elephant. We're not promoting ivory trade, but we're trying to help our listeners get big things done. One bite at a time. That's what it is. So check it out. Pomodoro. Where did you say? You said that on Android and Apple, people can find this. You just search for it in the Apple Store and the Play Store, right?
Yes, there's free versions and paid versions, so they're there, or you can just get yourself a little timer.
Just buy yourself a little timer and let it go tick, 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 all the way to Durban. And email Rob if you'd like to know more, rob@monkmedia.co.za. By the way, Rob, what are you busy with? I know that we sorted out Bernadette Chalou's book. What was it like working on it?
Oh, it was fantastic. I just really love how she's reached out to people where they are. We are hungry for kind of spiritual development, and I think she's written a book that is digestible in small bits, 8 focus sessions. I'm really excited about her new content coming out. She's got a couple other titles we've discussed. So I think we're in for a treat with a nice series coming from Bernadette.
Yes, and of course I love the title, Praying the Scriptures. You know, we would want to read the Scriptures, not necessarily pray the Scriptures. So you know, it brings that surprise element to it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, and so happening down on the coast at Amanzimtoti, she's writing away as we speak. So we can all expect great things from her in the future.
And so you also want to do something, start something, and engage something, get in touch with Rob. rob@monkmedia.co.za. Rob, thank you very much for your time, and we speak again next Monday.
Thanks, Kanya.
God bless.